From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. Voters across Georgia can begin casting early ballots today for this year's primary election. The races up for grabs include seats in the U.S. Congress and the state legislature, as well as the election of a new governor. Advance in-person voting lasts for the 3 weeks before the May 22nd primary. Early voting is available to all registered voters at polling places designated by each county. Well, drivers in Georgia could see some painful prices next time they pull up to the pumps. According to AAA, gas prices are the highest they've been in 4 years, increasing 36 cents since last April. The most expensive gas in Georgia is found in Atlanta, Brunswick, and Athens. The least expensive prices are in Augusta, Warner Robins, and Columbus. The Lawrence County School Board has approved a policy allowing some employees to carry guns. Superintendent Dan Brigman says teachers and staff who carry will do so on a voluntary basis and receive intensive training. According to the policy, which was developed in partnership with the county sheriff's department, teachers and staff who participate will not openly carry firearms during the school day. A 2014 Georgia law allows individual districts to decide if employees can carry guns on school property. Districts that opt in must follow specific requirements regarding training, licensing, types of weapons and ammo, and securing the weapons. The Georgia chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations and the Awad Law Firm say they've agreed to represent the family of 36-year-old Shukri Ali Saheed, who was shot and killed by police in Johns Creek on Saturday. Saheed, who was reportedly mentally ill, was allegedly threatening a family member with a knife when police were called. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said preliminary information indicates that she did not respond to police commands to drop the weapon, nor did she respond when officers tased her. Some local activist groups are protesting at the Waffle House restaurant headquarters in Norcross today and calling for a nationwide boycott of the restaurant on May 4th. According to the AJC, the action stems from an April 22nd incident at an Alabama Waffle House that was captured on cell phone video. 25-year-old Shakisa Clemens was thrown to the ground, choked, and had her breasts exposed during a scuffle with police, who were called because Ms. Clemens refused to pay for extra plastic eating utensils. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.